Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. Today I'm going to speak with someone about work camping at Glacier National Park in Montana. There are a number of jobs available at various locations within the park. Today's episode is sponsored by The Dreamer's Journey. It's an online course and community produced by Work Camper News. Life is way too short to keep your dreams on hold, so don't be held back by fear because you were designed for more. Get started in the RV lifestyle the right way with this comprehensive guide. For just $29.95 for 1 year of access, Dreamers have unlimited viewing of 50-plus videos to learn things like what type of RV to buy, goal setting, how to budget for the adventure, developing a positive mindset, setting up a domicile, and operating a small business on the road, plus everything about work camping and how to find the right job for you. Each video is 30 to 90 minutes long to give you an in-depth coverage on each topic. There's no wrong time to get started. So for more information, visit www.rvdreamersjourney.com. William Floyd works for Glacier Park Collection, which is an adventure travel company providing guest services to people visiting the national park. The company provides lodging as well as retail and food service, as well as other activities for guests to enjoy to get the most out of their visit to Glacier National Park. The company operates St. Mary's Village in the east entrance of the Going to the Sun Road, as well as a number of lodges scattered throughout the park, including Glacier Park Lodge in East Glacier Park, which was built in 1913 by the Great Northern Railroad. The company operates a large RV park in West Glacier Village, as well as mini golf and regular golf courses in the area. Some of the jobs work campers perform include food and beverage, maintenance, retail stores, front desk, housekeeping, and general guest services. Many of the jobs are located in the West Glacier area, and all of the locations are in relatively close proximity so that RVers can easily get to work. There are 40 to 50 RV sites designated for use by work campers, which means the firm typically hires 80 to 100 people each season. A typical season runs from mid-May through the third week of September. People who are hired to ready a property for the season may start in late April or early May, and some positions may continue into October, but a lot of that is dependent upon the weather, which can be rather tricky to contend with during shoulder seasons. Most of the full-time employees put in 35 to 40 hours per week all season, but William said that the firm is a big proponent of work-life balance so that work campers can enjoy spending time relishing in the beauty of all that Glacier National Park has to offer. Managers do their best to schedule people to work 5 days on with two consecutive days off each week. It is often easier to schedule couples who have the same days off when they are working in different departments. All of the jobs are paid with wages starting at $12 per hour for non-tipped positions and $10 per hour for jobs where people are encouraged to leave tips for the staff. Best of all, the company has done away with all housing charges, which means that work campers get a free RV site or they can live in the company housing free of charge. 30 or 50 amp RV sites are available, and the employee area also has a bathhouse, laundry facilities, and Wi-Fi service available too. To tell us more about work camping at Glacier National Park, please welcome William Floyd with Glacier Park Collection to the show.
Thanks for joining me today, William. I really appreciate it. Tell me a little bit about your company and what it does.
So Glacier Park Collection by Pursuit is first and foremost sort of a adventure travel company. We are under the Pursuit umbrella out of Denver. We do have a sister company, the Alaska Collection, up in Alaska, Kenai Fjords, Seward, Denali, quite a few operations there. And then we do have another sister company up in Alberta, which is the Banff Jasper Collection. And then we do have sort of a variety of properties elsewhere, sort of down in Vegas. We have Vancouver. We have a brand new outlet called Sky Lagoon that's just opened in Iceland, in Reykjavik. Well, so Yeah, we've got quite a few different things going on.
Okay. So when you're saying it's a collection, it is a collection of experiences.
That's correct, yes. And I believe that's almost per the book how it's described. Yes.
Is that right? Okay. So what kind of experiences are you offering in Glacier Park?
That's a great question. So we own and operate St. Mary Village, which is at the east entrance of Going to the Sun Road. We operate West Glacier Village, which is at the west entrance of Going to the Sun Road. We also operate Glacier Park Lodge in East Glacier Park, which was built in 1913 by the Great Northern Railroad. So a lot of really great history there. And then we do operate also the Belton Chalet in West Glacier, Glacier Base Camp Lodge in Columbia Falls, and then also Grouse Mountain Lodge in Whitefish, which is our only year-round property, with the great benefit of being there in Whitefish. You know, we have the park traffic during the summer there, and then we have the ski hill traffic during the winter. So it's just kind of a great option there in Whitefish. And then, you know, outside of standard sort of hotel operations, retail outlets, you know, food and beverage operations, we do operate a very large RV park in West Glacier Village. That's open for guests that we've just opened here in the last couple of years. We just opened a brand new mini golf in West Glacier that we're really excited about. So we're constantly sort of seeking new ways to engage our guests and visitors to Glacier National Park.
Oh, very cool. That is a gorgeous park. I was there a couple of years ago, and there's plenty to see and do in that area.
There absolutely is. You know, I feel really blessed to have been able to spend, you know, the amount of time that I have been able to spend there, and also, you know, to work for this outstanding company.
What types of jobs do the work campers typically perform for you?
So virtually anything, you know, in the gamut of kind of hospitality, you know, operations. We have, you know, all sorts of food and beverage positions. We have anything in sort of outdoor kind of working with your hands engineering operations. So whether they be groundskeepers, maintenance workers, you know, we have retail operations and outlets of virtually every kind, you know, housekeeping, front desk, guest services, bell staff, basically anything that you can think of in the realm of sort of hospitality or hotel operations, restaurant operations, we have RVers, work campers, to use your terms, who sort of do those kind of jobs for us.
And so these jobs are available at multiple locations around the Glacier National Park area, right? That's not just one centralized location.
Absolutely. So primarily our RV availability probably your primary listeners, you know, people who are out and about traveling with their RVs or work camping. Those spots are going to primarily be found at Glacier Park Lodge and in the West Glacier area. Unfortunately, we don't have any ability to kind of accommodate RVers or work campers at St. Mary Village. But we do have, you know, a fairly substantial amount of availability at Glacier Park Lodge and at West Glacier Village. And the good thing about West Glacier Village is that if you're a work camper there, you know, you could work at West Glacier Village, or you could work at the Belton Chalet, or you could work at Glacier Base Camp Lodge in Columbia Falls, because all of those outlets are sort of within a relatively short distance of each other.
Okay. So if you get a job working for the company, that means you could work in one location one day and another one the following week?
No, I'm sorry. That's not quite what I mean. I just mean that if your assigned location is the Belton Chalet or West Glacier or Glacier Base Camp Lodge in Columbia Falls, we have RV availability that sort of allows you to be close enough to work at any of those three for the the duration of the summer.
That makes sense. So how long have you folks been utilizing work campers?
So I personally have been working for the company since 2015. I know that we've been having, you know, work campers for at least that duration of time. But I would guess probably much longer than that.
Okay. How many do you typically hire every year?
That's actually a great question. We have probably all told about 40 to 50 RV spots, work camper spots, you know, slips. So, you know, and a lot of them that we do hire do tend to be couples and things like that. So, you know, we may have anywhere from the realm of, you know, 80 to 100 probably work campers at any given time.
Wow. That's a pretty good size. And they are not centralized in one particular area. They're scattered around a little bit. Can people pick which one they want to do, or do they simply apply to your company and then you assign them to a particular location?
Well, that's a really great question, actually. So in some cases, it's a matter of personal preference because, you know, a lot of the positions that we hire, we're going to need at both sides of the park, right? So, you know, we need retail associates at Glacier Park Lodge. We need retail associates at West Glacier. We need front desk associates at West Glacier. We need front desk associates at Glacier Park Lodge. So in a lot of cases, it is up to personal preference of the applicant. You know, sometimes availability of slips does dictate that. And then sometimes also availability of positions per location sort of dictates that as well. So say we do need a front desk associate at West Glacier, but we're full up at Glacier Park Lodge, then that sort of might have them direct towards West Glacier, if you understand what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense to me. Now, are your opportunities seasonal?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Okay. So our primary operating season is going to be from early May until late September. We do have some dates that end, you know, as late as mid-October over at the Belton Chalet and around the West Glacier area. But primarily, most of our jobs are going to be probably about the second week of May to about the third week of September. So call it May 15th to September 25th or so. And then we do have some opportunities that work campers have sort of taken advantage of in years past. If they're, you know, groundskeepers or maintenance teams, obviously those folks have to be sort of on property and working well before the rest of the team. So, you know, we sometimes have work campers arrive as early as, you know, late March or early April. As you're probably well aware, the weather in Montana can make that a little difficult from time to time. But we do have folks sort of showing up to fill those RV slips and everything as early as late March to early April, and then staying as late as mid-October or the end of October.
Okay, and so then you let them know when they're going to start as soon as they're hired for that particular job.
Absolutely, yes. So once we are ready to make a job offer to a work camper or any kind of employee, truly, we try to give them all the relevant information at that moment. So when we're ready to make the job offer and send the job offer letter, we do try to give them all relevant information at that time so that there's no sort of questions or boxes that need to be ticked, so to speak. We want them to feel like they have all relevant information that they need at the time of hire.
Okay. And how many hours a week do they typically put in for you?
So for seasonal full-time employees, our general ask is that employees are ready to work between 35 to 40 hours a week. We are, as a company, really big on work-life balance. We do understand that, you know, there are jobs everywhere. People can work and make money anywhere, but they come to Glacier and they come to us specifically for an experience, right? And we really want people to be able to sort of reach out and grab that with both hands. So what we really try to do is 5 days on, 2 days off every week. And we do try to make those 2 days off stay sort of concrete throughout the summer and not change. We find that that is much more conducive to employees being able to make plans, say, you know, they want to plan with their friends to go for a hike the following weekend. That sort of takes a lot of the guesswork out of it, is having to compare schedules and things of that nature. So we generally will ask for 35 to 40 hours a week, 5 days on, 2 days off that will be sequential, and then days off that stay the same over the course of the summer.
Okay. Does that mean that the couples, if there's a husband and wife working together, that they'll both have the same 2 days off?
So that is where it can sometimes get a little bit tricky. If we have couples who are working in different departments, it's so much easier to sort of coordinate those days off.
Mm-hmm.
As far as couples who work in a similar team or a similar outlet and are seeking the same days off, that's basically judged on a case-by-case basis and, you know, whether or not the team can sort of accommodate that.
Are all of these jobs paid?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have no unpaid positions. We do offer some, you know, culinary internships, externships, hospitality internships and externships, things along those lines. But yes, every position that we have is paid.
Do you have a wage range for those jobs?
Absolutely. So a couple exciting things on that front. We have sort of done some market research and really tried to sort of up our game on that front. And we have raised sort of the base wages for positions like retail, housekeeping, front desk. $12 an hour will be the minimum for those non-tipped positions. We have, and that does include grounds and maintenance as well. That can be a little higher with those teams depending on experience. But then our tipped positions, so servers, bartenders, baristas, dining room attendants, will all be at $10 an hour plus tips moving forward. And then the most exciting piece that we're really amped about is that we have done away with all housing charges. At this point, employees do have to pay for their meals at Glacier Park Lodge in St. Mary Village, but at West Glacier, where there are no employee meals available, there is no charge to employees to either park their RVs or to live in company housing.
Oh, that's very nice. So they get an absolutely free RV site.
That is true.
Okay.
And we can accommodate 30 amp. We can accommodate 50 amp. Dependent on where that RV slip is located, we will normally have like a bathhouse and laundry. There should normally be Wi-Fi available as well.
That's great. Do they need any special skills or training?
Not necessarily. You know, we are very happy to train, you know, depending on what position. You know, of course, we have some positions that are going to be more entry level. And then also some that require a moderate amount of training. Say if someone wanted to be a front desk associate, they don't necessarily have to have front desk experience. But I think a sense of adventure, a can-do attitude, and, you know, a willingness to put yourself out there and be open for training is much more important than having experience sort of in that kind of realm, if you understand what I mean.
Oh, I absolutely agree. Yeah, so then there really isn't any special qualifications that people have other than that can-do attitude and the willingness to jump in and learn as much as they can about the job.
Absolutely. You know, and of course, there are those positions that are going to be sort of previous skill required or previous experience required. You know, our maintenance associates, our chefs, our sous chefs, you know, some of those leadership roles and things like that. Of course, you know, there's going to be that level of experience that's required. But we do definitely want to have jobs that are accessible to all. And, you know, we definitely are open to training.
Mm-hmm. And when do you typically begin recruiting for the next season?
So that's actually a great question. We have just begun our recruiting cycle for the summer 2022 season. So almost without fail, we will post our summer jobs right around November 1st and then sort of launch our recruitment. So at this point, we're sort of getting the ball rolling on bringing in applicants. You know, a lot of the month of November is sort of return applicants generally, which we do normally see a pretty substantial number of. And then, you know, as we kind of edge towards the new year, I think a lot of people who are more forward thinking start to think about, you know, well, what's my summer job going to be this year? And then that's when we start to get more into the new hires and things like that.
Okay, so you're taking a little break now around the holidays, but starting in January, that's when the positions will be full or filled?
Well, they're already available now, and they're already posted now. So I am currently interviewing new hires.
Okay.
There's just less of them around this time of the year than there are return applicants. But we are absolutely hiring full bore right now and ready to fill jobs for the summer season. I just mean that it tends to get a little more expansive, you know, during January and February as people start to look forward to the summer and think about what they want their plans to be.
Sure. Do you have management jobs available for work campers?
Absolutely, we do. And we hire, you know, just as I said, we sort of hire any kind of section of hospitality or, you know, hotel operations that you can think of. We need managers in all those roles as well. So, you know, whether that be retail management, whether that be front desk management, housekeeping management, food and beverage management, you know, anything in that realm, we absolutely need leadership. And we are always happy to talk to anyone experienced in those kinds of roles.
Very good. Do you hire solo work campers or do you prefer couples?
Absolutely, we hire solo work campers. We really have no preference. We just find that a lot of work campers do tend to be to be couples. And, you know, it's always great when, you know, you can bring in two new members to the team, but absolutely, we have no preference, you know, between single and double.
What about families with children? Do you prefer that they all be adults?
For the sake of safety, we do prefer that school-age children are at least old enough to be sort of self-sufficient and sort of able to be left on their own. Because our RV parks tend to have, you know, dogs and other pets around and things of that nature, you know, safety is our number one priority, especially as it comes to, you know, to small children and things of that nature. So that's sort of judged on a case-by-case basis traditionally. However, we sort of would say that, you know, children who are old enough to sort of take care of themselves and look out for themselves, teenagers certainly are welcome. But younger than that is sort of judged on a case-by-case basis.
Can a family traveling with teens get jobs for their teenagers too?
Yes, they absolutely can. So as long as they're not positions that are sort of age dependent, so we're not able to hire groundskeepers who are under 18, we're not able to hire maintenance workers who are under 18, but because they are technically providing their own housing, yes, we can absolutely have employees who are under 18, who are teenagers, as long as they meet that age requirement in the state of Montana, which I believe is 15, yes, we would be happy to have, you know, retail associates, entry-level kitchen positions, things like that. As far as our normal operating kind of rules, unfortunately, we can't have anyone under the age of 18 in our company housing. But as I said, since mm-hmm. work campers are technically providing their own housing, that sort of frees that up.
Right. That makes sense. So what's involved in your hiring and interviewing process?
So it's a fairly simple application. It doesn't take long. We've sort of tried to streamline that process over the last couple of years to make it a little more accessible. Our website is going to be www.jobsinglacier.com, and that's where you can find all of our position listings. It takes a really short amount of time to create an account and then sort of attach yourself to the positions that you're interested in. And then we, as an HR and recruiting team, people and culture, as we call it, we tend to kind of check those applicants as we come in the mornings. And we each have our own sort of areas of focus in terms of hiring. So for me, I do grounds engineering. So grounds and maintenance and food and beverage are my primary responsibilities. So we'll check those applications out. We'll see if there's anyone, you know, that we think could be a great fit. And then basically we review applicants and we try to contact as soon as possible.
Okay. So once you have that initial interview, it's pretty much a decision is being made relatively quickly.
We do try to move on these fairly quickly. We understand it's a competitive business. You know, most people are going to be applying at more than one place, even if Glacier is their first priority. We just understand that it sort of works better for everyone if we try to move quickly on these things. And, you know, we never want someone to put in an application and not hear from us for, you know, a week or 2 weeks. You know, once we've done the initial interview, if we think that that person is going to be a good fit, unless they need to be passed to a member of our leadership team, say if they were interviewing for a management role or some other type of leadership role, if they're applying for just a standard sort of entry-level position with us, you know, we will almost exclusively move directly towards the reference check phase if we think the employee is a good fit.
Okay. And what can a work camper do to really stand out among the other applicants?
Well, to be honest with you, from my perspective, you know, seasonal work experience is sort of the number one thing that I generally look for as I, you know, as I look through applicants. We're always happy to welcome new people to the community, right, who have never done the seasonal work kind of thing before. You know, but I will say that it sort of helps ease that transition. And, you know, they tend to have much different questions that they need answered if they are sort of people who, say, have worked in Yellowstone and then they worked in the Tetons and then maybe they worked at Grand Canyon. Or so I would say that seasonal work experience is a big thing that I generally look for. And then also steady job experience in the past, you know, someone who has been in, you know, roles for at least where you can see that if it was a seasonal position, they completed their season, so to speak.
If they've got experience working at another national park, does that help?
Absolutely. You know, we simply from a lifestyle perspective, I guess, they may be more sort of cognizant of what the lifestyle is and what the positions may be like during the summer season. But as I said, we are always happy to talk to folks who have never done any kind of seasonal work before. I know it was a huge step outside my comfort zone for me when I did my first summer, which was actually 10 years ago, the summer of 2011. So we're always happy to talk to those folks that don't have any experience with it. But it is something that I do look for.
Okay. What can people do in the area when they're not working? I know there are lots of things to do in Glacier National Park itself, but what about the surrounding area? What can they do?
Well, of course, you know, the park exploration is the number one draw. But there's also, you know, quite a few other things. I will say West Glacier in particular is a great example. You know, there's a huge water sports community there in West Glacier, several raft guiding companies. A ton of our employees spend a lot of their free time out on the water, whether it be rafting, kayaking, canoeing, things of that nature. We have a 9-hole golf course at Glacier Park Lodge in East Glacier Park. So if any of the work campers are avid golfers, spend a lot of time out on that that 9-hole golf course. It's actually the oldest grass greens golf course in the state of Montana. So there's a lot of activity sort of outside the whole hiking realm. And we do have a fair few employees every year who, you know, maybe they're not avid hikers. Maybe they're much more casual about it. But also, you know, the draw of the community and the ability to connect with people from different backgrounds, different walks of life, and different cultures is sort of one of the main factors that I personally believe keeps people coming back.
Mm-hmm. And it's not that far from Canada either, right? I mean, people can go up there if they want to explore up in their neighbor to the north?
Absolutely, absolutely. Obviously, there was some difficulty with that due to COVID, but the northern border has reopened, so we are able to have travel going back and forth. We actually do own and operate a property in Waterton, Alberta, called the Prince of Wales Hotel, also built by the Great Northern Railroad, like Glacier Park Lodge. Very beautiful property, sits on a bluff overlooking Waterton. So that's only about an hour and a half north of the border, so it's quite close. Beautiful little town to explore. There's some outstanding hikes in that area as well. So yeah, it's kind of nice because you do have access to all that Glacier has to offer, but then also all that Waterton has to offer as well. And then Banff and Jasper are only a few hours further north from there. So if you're adventurous and you have a long weekend, you know, there's a great opportunity to explore all the beauty that Alberta has to offer as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, the work campers are going to be living in West Glacier or East Glacier as a general rule. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes.
Okay. And so those are relatively large cities. So getting groceries and things like that shouldn't be an issue?
Well, at Glacier Park Lodge, you have opportunities to get groceries either in Browning. There are a couple of grocery stores in Browning, which is only about a 15-minute drive away. And then there is also an Albertsons in Cutbank, which is about a 45-minute drive away. And then from East Glacier, you're about an hour and 45 minutes from Kalispell, which is going to be the nearest airport, you know, your large box stores, Walmart, Target, Best Buy, restaurants, movie theaters, things of that nature. But one of the biggest perks of it also is that we have employee meals on the property. So outside of, you know, snacks, you know, toiletries, those sort of necessities, you know, we do provide meals there. So there's no major need to make a grocery run every week unless you're someone who's just avid, you know, an avid culinarian who likes to cook at home. And then at West Glacier Village, we have grocery stores, sort of there's a small grocery store in West Glacier, and then there are probably 5 grocery stores within about a 20-minute drive. So that kind of thing is much more accessible. You have Smith's and Super One in Columbia Falls, as well as another couple small grocery stores. So within about 15 or 20 minutes of there, there's a lot of accessibility for groceries.
This employee meal plan sounds rather interesting. Is this something that people have to sign up for and have it deducted from their paycheck every month, or is it something that they can purchase on their own whenever they're hungry?
So at Glacier Park Lodge, the employee meal plan is a requirement. However, We do offer work campers the opportunity to only take one meal per day in the employee dining room. As I said, if they're an avid culinarian, somebody who likes to cook for themselves at home, or say they might have dietary restrictions or things of that nature that makes it sort of easier for them to cook at home, we do basically require that you take one meal while you're on shift. But other than that, you know, if you would like to take three meals a day, it's $7.50 per day done via payroll deduction. If you'd like to only take one, it's $2.50 per day done via payroll deduction. So RVers do have that couple options there. Generally, our employee dining room at Glacier Park Lodge is going to be done on a sort of biweekly rotating menu. And then we do also offer salad bar, sandwich bar, cereal, fruit, things of that nature as well, plus the three hot meals per day.
$7.50 per day? That sounds like a real bargain to me.
Yeah, we're really proud that we're able to provide a quality product at that rate to our employees. We're also constantly looking for ways to improve. I know that our chefs, our F&B director, and our leadership are always sort of looking for ways to better our employee meal options and things like that. We tend to think that, you know, good employee meals make happy employees, and happy employees make happy guests.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any advice that you would give to people considering becoming a work camper there?
I would say for anyone who is considering embracing this sort of lifestyle, look at things with an open mind and sort of come to these beautiful places, you know, with an open mind, an open heart, you know, connect with people that are sort of outside of your normal realm, and you will definitely be rewarded for that, I think.
Do many of the work campers or employees that are working there during the season, are they, you know, from the United States, or do you include a great mix of foreign workers who are coming over too?
That's actually a really great question. So we do hire somewhere in the realm of 200 international students, formerly the J-1 program, which is now called Bridge USA. So we do hire students from all over Europe. We do hire students from places like Taiwan, Japan, Thailand. So we have an extremely diverse team of employees at virtually every location. For me, it's one of the things that's the most rewarding about the job is being able to sort of meet those people who have such a different cultural background and sort of being able to learn, you know, about them and about their way of life and how things sort of go at their corner of the world.
I'd agree with that. Where can people get more information about this opportunity?
So the number one spot will definitely be www.jobsinglacier.com. We also have jobsinwaterton.com for any Canadians. And then also we do have a great platform on CoolWorks, so coolworks.com. And then we do also have advertisements on workcamper.com.
Okay. So there's plenty of opportunity out there for them to find information about the jobs. And then applying is as easy as just clicking on a button and filling out the application and sending it in.
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Super. Well, this has been great, William. I really appreciate the time. It sounds like a fun opportunity to spend a summer. I know, like I said before, Glacier National Park was absolutely gorgeous when I visited there a few years ago. And I nothing was open because it was early in the COVID thing, but it just appeared that there was a lot of stuff to do that would have made it, you would have needed an entire summer to be there and enjoy all the things that were available in Glacier National Park.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, that is one of the best things about the opportunity to work camp. You know, a lot of people spend a year and a half or 2 years saving for a week-long vacation, and then it goes by before they even know it. But, you know, with work camping and seasonal work, you know, folks have an opportunity to spend 4 months exploring one of the most beautiful places in the U.S.
Very good. Well, thank you again for the time. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Craig.
I appreciate William Floyd for taking time to describe the many work camping opportunities that exist at Glacier National Park. There are no special skills required for most of the jobs offered by Glacier Park Collection. Some jobs will require a higher level of technical proficiency, such as maintenance, chefs, and leadership roles. However, the greatest skill a work camper can possess is having a sense of adventure for their jobs and a can-do attitude to accomplish various tasks. The company is hiring people right now for the 2022 season. William is sifting through returning work campers at the moment so that he will know which staff to hire shortly after the new year. Families traveling with teenagers may be able to get jobs for teens as long as they are over 15. One of the biggest perks is the employee meal plan, where people can enjoy 3 meals a day for $7.50 a day, which is directly deducted from their paycheck. People who want just one meal can pay $2.50 per day, a bargain at any rate. In addition to hot meals, there are sandwich bars, salad bars, fruits, cereals, and other yummy items. To learn more about jobs available at Glacier National Park, visit www.jobsinglacier.com. From there, people can apply for jobs they are interested in working, and applicants are assigned directly to a human resources team member who reviews the applications and schedules interviews. If the applicant wants to move forward, then their references are checked and the formal job offer is extended. People who have experience working at other national park locations should highlight that on their applications to give them a slight advantage. There are plenty of things to do when people aren't working. For example, Glacier National Park offers a lot of water sports fun, such as rafting, kayaking, canoeing, and fishing. There are plenty of other places for hiking and golfing at one of the oldest courses in the state. People could venture into some of the most scenic parts of Canada as well. Once again, more information can be found by visiting www.jobsinglacier.com. Spend a whole summer in an area where people flock to enjoy just a week or two of vacation. I wish William Floyd the best of luck as he fills all the jobs available for the 2022 season. Today's episode is sponsored by WorkCamper News. With its diamond and platinum membership tools, WorkCamper News is much more than just a job listing website. When you put the tools of this professional service into action, you'll find out just how easy it can be to turn your work camping dreams into reality. The one-year memberships open the door to a one-stop shop for all things work camping. Being the original resource for work camping, you'll find the largest number of job listings, be able to connect with a community of work campers, and view resources compiled by experts who've been enjoying the RV lifestyle for many years. If you're serious about leading a successful and enjoyable work camping lifestyle, then a diamond or platinum membership is for you. You can even get started with a free 30-day trial by visiting www.workcamper.com/trial. Embark on new adventures today with the support of WorkCamper News behind you. That's all I have for this week's show. Next week, I'll be speaking with someone who finances his travel dream by performing mobile RV service wherever he may be. I'll have more details on the next episode of The WorkCamper Show. Thanks for listening.